Then we have the story here of the two malefactors that were crucified with him. And we've looked at this very closely before. When they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand, the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment, cast lots. And if he hadn't asked for the Father to forgive that crowd for crucifying him, they would have committed the unpardonable sin of putting to death the Son of God, but he asked for their forgiveness. Verse 35, and the people stood beholding, the rulers also with them, derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the very interesting thing and the anomaly of it all is that if he had come down from the cross, he would not have been the Christ. He would not have fulfilled Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with his stripes we are healed. Healed of sin, the awful plague of mankind. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, and Latin and Hebrew, this is the King of the Jews. It was put in the Greek language. That's the language of intelligence. It's the language of education and of literature and of science. And they put it in Latin. That's the language of law and order, the language of the military, and the language of government. And they put it in Hebrew, and that's the language of religion. This is the King of the Jews. And he will be the political ruler, the educational ruler, and the spiritual ruler of this universe someday. That this is the King of the Jews, how accurate it was. Now, if you want the full superscription, you have to put the four Gospels together, and you'll get it. That's the way to arrive at a matter like this. Now we are told here, verse 39, that one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. Now, when they started out, both of these thieves, both of them, ridiculed him, made fun of the Lord Jesus. But during that 3 hours or 6 hours that they were on the cross, the last 3 hours, I think in particular, this one thief, he saw that something was taking place there, that this one dying on that cross was not dying for himself but for another. And he knew Barabbas should have been on that cross. It was his cross. And Jesus was dying for him, and he was innocent. And so he recognized that. And he recognized this was a transaction between God and the man on the cross. And the man on the cross was God. And then he turned to him in faith. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And that very day, that thief who wasn't fit to live down here, according to Roman government, he went to be with the Lord. May I add just this one word? This thief, by the way, that was saved, he was a thief, remember? He wasn't a good thief, he was a bad thief.